Primera Alaska is the only individual health insurer left in the state. Moda Health withdrew from the market last week after Oregon regulators revealed the company was facing enormous financial losses. Before Moda's announcement, Primera and Moda were working together on a plan to stabilize Alaska's individual market. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Rates for insurance on healthcare.gov have increased an average of 70% in Alaska over the last 2 years. The state now has the highest average premiums in the country by a wide margin. But those high rates aren't paying the bills. Primera says they lost more than $13 million serving Alaska's individual market in 2014 and expects to lose a similar amount for 2015.
These are all just signs pointing to this crisis, I think, that the individual market is in.
Sheila Tallman, Primera's legislative manager, is working on a plan to pull the individual market out of crisis. Alaska's individual market is small, about 22,000 people, according to recent figures released by the federal government. Tallman says there aren't enough Alaskans buying individual insurance plans to absorb the really big claims from the sickest members in the insurance pool.
We're trying to find ways to spread the risk of the individual market in Alaska to a broader population.
Primera wants to take those large health claims for things like chronic heart failure or some types of cancer treatments and send them into a separate high-risk pool. That pool already exists. It's called the Alaska Comprehensive Health Insurance Association, or ACHIA. The state administers the pool, and it's paid for by a tax on employer health plans in Alaska. Primera is funding a study that will look at how much that tax will amount to under different scenarios in their proposal. Alaska's insurance director, Lori Wing-Heyer, says she can't support the proposal until she sees that report.
Because basically, this bill is asking all Alaskans to be assessed to subsidize the individual market to stabilize premiums. And I think we have to have a number to say that's what the cost is going to be.
The report is expected to be released next week. In the meantime, Wing-Heyer says she's setting up meetings with health insurers to try to bring new companies to the state's individual market. But how hard is it to convince insurers to set up shop in Alaska?
I would say in the current environment, without making any changes, it would be very difficult.
Louise Norris is a health insurance broker in Colorado who writes about health exchanges in every state for healthinsurance.org. She says Alaska should consider proposals like Primera's as a way to entice other companies into the market.
Just because other carriers are going to see, you know, that Primera has been losing money on the individual market, and obviously so has Moda, and that it's, you know, it's a challenging environment.
Primera says the program isn't likely to decrease rates on Alaska's individual market, but it should put an end to the massive increases the market has endured since the launch of healthcare.gov. Melanie Kuhn is a spokesperson for Primera. She says besides stabilizing rates, the program should encourage competition in the market.
What we're proposing in Alaska in the reinsurance program, we want to make it more attractive for carriers to come in. And so if things stabilize and the market gets more attractive, that can really help consumer choice.
Primera's proposal requires legislation. The company is working to find a state lawmaker to sponsor a bill this session. Primera would like to have the program in place before they have to file their rate increase for 2017. That deadline is this spring. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.